All right, everybody, welcome on into the Auburn Daily.
Where's the beef? Auburn's got that beef, baby.
It's like Arby's out here. We got the meats, boys. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Rogers, formerly of the Kentucky Wildcats, has committed to the Auburn Tigers. He is the fourth defensive lineman addition through the transfer portal for Auburn. He is the highest rated transfer portal addition for the Tigers. Had a 976.7 24/7 Sports high school grade. Nice. Massive addition for the Auburn Tigers, sitting at 6'3", 330 pounds. Zach, very excited about this one.
Yeah, a former high four-star kid coming out of high school, went to Kentucky, and Lance, you cover Kentucky for Locked On, as you host Locked On Kentucky, and I mean, so you'll know this better than me, not a star at Kentucky by any means, but you can't deny the kid's talent. I mean, you don't earn that ranking without having some sort of potential. And so I think that's one of the beauties of the transfer portal. If your scheme or fit or personality, whatever doesn't work at your first school early on in your career, you can shift and go somewhere else where you think it will work a little bit better. Obviously, Justin Rogers felt that he needed to leave Kentucky for one reason or the other, and he thinks that Auburn's a good spot for him moving forward. We talked about, I think, the starters on the defensive front. I think we all felt fine with kind of a question mark next to Edge, if we're going to lump Edge in as a star, as a defensive line group. But outside of that, it's like, where's the depth? Where's the beef? And all of a sudden, Auburn is like they went to Arby's, Lance, and they ordered a bunch of big old beefy sandwiches. But you look at the additions that they've gotten. I think Justin Rogers is just kind of another piece of this. And look, I love Jason Jones, but this is going to be a battle. This will be a battle for who starts in the middle. In that spot next to Marcus Harris, I think.
It's looking like a battle between Justin Rogers and Jason Jones. Obviously, Auburn adding a couple of different portal additions. Purdue's Lawrence Johnson, Maryland Messiah Nasili Kite, a couple other guys that are 300 pounds plus, adding into this defensive rotation. And you mentioned it there, Zach, the depth being an issue for the Auburn Tigers last season. Another issue, and this is something that Dylan Lark and I talked about on the Monday edition of the Auburn Daily Show, you know, the inability to stop the run last season. And I can only assume that Auburn is kind of focusing in on not only just getting some extra depth on that D-line, but getting some beefier players to maybe help out in that department. I can only assume. Justin Rogers, actually, you go and look at his PFF grades, had a pretty decent run grade. I think it's not phenomenal, but if you compare it to what was going on for Auburn last season, I think that most people would be pretty pleased with it. Almost a 71 run defense grade, graded out with a 70.9 overall. And the interesting thing about Rogers, Zach, as you mentioned, you know, former high four-star, you look at Kentucky and the way that they've developed players on the offensive line, but I think one of the most underrated spots, you know, obviously, like you mentioned, me covering Kentucky over at Locked On Kentucky, is the defensive line. And that's something I've been harping on throughout all football season this past year. Justin Rogers, one of those guys that was able to actually kind of take a step forward in 2020. He had a 42.5 PFF grade, 2021, 64.7, and now he has jumped up to almost a 71 defensive 42. Grade overall.
42.5, that's hard to do.
You can only imagine there that he was very limited in terms of snaps, and he just didn't make the most out of what he got. But he got a pretty decent amount of snaps this year, was a semi-starter for the Wildcats. I believe injury derailed him earlier in the year. Finished with 451 snaps total on the season. 236 of those were running, 214 of those were passing. So pretty even split there for a guy that's 332 pounds. A couple of years left for Justin Rogers and a valuable addition at that. Like you mentioned, I think that it'll be a battle up front between him and Jason Jones. And I like what Jason Jones was doing on the defensive line last year. But I think it's less about, okay, we're trying to find somebody to replace him, and more about, okay, Auburn just simply needs more dudes up front.
Yeah, and one of those guys will win the starting job, and then the other one will play less than the starter, you would assume. And they'll both play. They'll both be valuable pieces, but, yeah, there's going to be a battle there for sure. When Ron Roberts was hired, the former Baylor DC, to be the current Auburn DC, the first DC of the Hugh Freeze era at Auburn, we talked about, okay, Jason Jones. This is probably good for Jason Jones because they want that big, true nose tackle to kind of anchor that front seven that Ron Roberts likes to do. And they run a bunch of stunts and simulated pressures around that. And now you wonder, okay, is the middle guy going to be Jason Jones or is it going to be Justin Rogers? I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And look, we've talked about all these battles, right, on the offensive line going into spring and how fun spring's going to be. And now the defensive line gets more interesting. The linebacking core is interesting just because DeMario Tolan's coming in to try to take somebody's job. And so, I mean, this is going to be one of the more interesting springs because you've got – is there 11 transfers now, Lance, or 10?
I want to say it's 11 at this point.
I think it's 11. Feels like more than that, actually. But all 11 of these guys are in situations, with the exception of Brian Battee. I think he's like the kick returner. He'll probably be the third running back. That's just kind of my gut. But still, he's taking somebody's job at kick returner. All of these guys are in situations where they can steal somebody's job and be either starters or very key rotational pieces. And Justin Rogers is really the first one on the defensive line that I think could be a starter. If you want to include edge, then I think it's different. I think Elijah McAllister could start at edge. But these other guys have been depth pieces, very clear depth pieces. I don't think they're going to compete with Marcus Harris. I don't. Nasili Kite, maybe, but I just don't buy it. But Justin Rogers could win a job. Yeah, it's going to be very, very fun to watch.
You look at his numbers collectively during his time with the Wildcats, finished with 61 total tackles over the course of 26 career games. 42 of those were assisted, 19 of those were solo. He had 5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks even. And the interesting thing here, Zach, that I want to note, going back to, you know, maybe a potential battle between Rogers and Jason Jones. I mean, pulling up Jason Jones' PFF grades last year, finished with a 66.4 defensive grade, 66.6 run defense grade. And then he was just behind Rogers, actually, in terms of total snaps, 369. For Jason Jones.
I love that PFF gives Jason Jones a coverage grade.
Which is the weirdest thing, right?
65. I think that actually hurts his overall grade.
Oddly enough, Justin Rogers' coverage grade is higher than Jason Jones as well. So I don't understand
that. I love the relevancy of this. Yeah.
Sometimes PFF does some weird things, I would say. But yeah, I don't necessarily know, Zach, you know, looking at just how evenly split these guys were at their with Rogers with his previous school and Jones with Auburn last year. Maybe this is a bad assumption to make, but I just don't know if the starter for the Tigers at this spot would be taking the majority of the snaps here. I mean, these are two very talented guys. I think statistically you look, they're similar in terms of caliber. Mm-hmm. I think that one guy may start and sure he'll get more reps and more numbers, but I think this could be a pretty even rotation, all things considered, especially whenever you consider the depth that Auburn has that they've also brought in outside of these guys.
It could. I don't think there's any questioning that take. Does it actually happen? I don't know. I think when you look at Jason Jones and Justin Rogers, I think their total snaps kind of depend on how the flow of the game goes, because I don't know exactly how much you trust either of them in 3rd and 8 plus. Like in an obvious passing down, do you want those guys on the field? And, you know, Jason Jones has told some outlets, and he's told me, you know, that pass rushing is something that he's focusing on. And we saw him, and we put up a story on this at auburndaily.com about how there was a video of him working with a trainer about using his hands in a pass rushing situation. And so he's put in the work, which is great, because he wants to stay on the field on 3rd and 6 plus, where you're going to probably have to pass the ball. Who do you want in that situation more? Do you want Jason Jones or do you want a Justin Rogers? Or now with this extra depth, do you want to slide, you know, Marcus Harris in? Maybe you slide Jeffrey Imbaugh, put him on the field. Do you put Zacchaeus Walker and slide him in a little bit? I mean, there's some of these guys that are a little bit quicker and we think have higher upside from a passing standpoint. You know, Messiah Nasili Kite, do you put him on the field in those situations? Who's, you know, a 290-ish guy instead of a 310 guy? It gives you options. So as far as like total snap counts for Jason Jones and Justin Rogers, I think it depends on how often they're asked to rush the passer in passing downs.
You're starting to bring up all these names here, Zach. And I kind of want to ask you, you know, about maybe how deep this rotation could get for the Tigers in just a minute. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our friends over at NordVPN. This video is sponsored by NordVPN. Guys, as you may know, staying safe online is an ever-growing difficulty. It's very easy to get exploited by hackers nowadays, but NordVPN allows you protection from that. They can allow you to change your IP address, making you harder to track and securing your privacy. And NordVPN is giving Auburn Daily listeners and readers a special deal. You can check out the link in the episode description today. Very important that you stay safe online, and NordVPN has got you covered. Zach, I wanted to ask you here, you know, as we talk about all these different names that you're throwing out here, Jeffrey Imba, Zacchaeus Walker, guys that could potentially slot in on this defensive line alongside these two guys, and more specifically here, Justin Rogers. We're all very excited that he's committed to the Tigers. So many different guys here. It feels like almost too many mouths to feed. I don't want to say, oh, we're going to see people enter the transfer portal because of this, but don't you feel like some of these, you know, highly touted recruits may want to look elsewhere now that Auburn's continuing to bring in even more talent on the defensive line?
I think that's a little interesting. So let's kind of go through some of these, and let's just talk D linemen. Let's don't talk edge here for the sake of this conversation. So no Keldrick Falk, no Elijah McCall. So let's no Dylan Brooks. Let's talk specifically the defensive linemen.
Okay.
And so Jason Jones, he's already transferred. And he isn't graduating yet. So it'd be really tough for him to leave. Imba sounds like he flirted with leaving and then was talked into staying. Feel pretty good about him staying. Zacchaeus Walker, similar thing, was literally in the portal, Lance, because he didn't like the previous coaching staff. And then he's coming back and it sounds like he's all in with what they're doing. Who else do we have? We obviously got the guys that have transferred in. They're not going to like suddenly leave. That wouldn't make any sense. Who else do we have? NC Sledge, redshirted, I assume, last year. And so he's still got plenty of time. I'm sure they're pitching him to be part of the future. So I don't know if that fully makes sense for him to leave. Who else am I leaving out?
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Imba. I'm just kind of
Marquise Robinson transferred, right?
Yeah. I don't think he's here anymore. Yeah. Tebeki Okoli. Yep. I don't know about that one. Like maybe I wouldn't be mad at him if that made sense, but like, I think you're going to see a few of these guys.
And then Marcus Harris, obviously, I think we threw him in there as well.
Yeah. Marcus Harris. I mean, he's going to be a feature. Like, you know, he's going to be in a situation where, I think he thought about going pro, but I think he thinks one more year at Auburn would help. So, I also think Onto Victory took care of him. I think when you look at it, I don't think this room's really gonna change that much. And like, you got some JUCO strength coming in as well. I don't, this room is deep and we didn't see a whole lot of rotation the last two seasons when Brian Harsin was here, but we've seen 10 guys, 10 defensive linemen play while at Auburn. I mean, we've seen that before. We know that it's possible, and Auburn was successful at it when Rodney Garner was the defensive line coach. So I think watching Auburn the last two seasons has kind of conditioned us to think, oh, you can only play like 6 or 7 defensive linemen.
Sure.
But I don't think that's actually true. I think we can play 8, 9, 10 guys. They're not all going to play a ton, Lance. And, you know, there may be some game plan specific things, or like you're playing a team that passes it more. You may see guys play less snaps, but I think there's a way Auburn can use all of these guys. I really do.
So that's the thing, is I agree with you, Zach. I think that it is nice to have that depth. And I think it is a legitimate shot that Auburn rotates all of these different guys in and kind of gives them an opportunity. I'm just that my concern lies with keeping all of these guys happy. You know, some of these guys, like you said, they're going to be left out of the rotation more than others. And so that's just my concern, is while it is great to have all this depth, and yes, it is possible that Auburn tries to get all these different guys in, it's just my question of, can they keep every single player happy in this transfer portal era, excuse me. And like you said there a second ago, Auburn's taking care of these guys.
Who do they need to keep happy? I guess over the spring is one thing, but I think the current makeup of this roster is fine. Unless like, spring happens and Imba's like not playing with the two deep, like maybe he leaves, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Maybe, like, I still don't think Jason Jones would leave though, but maybe. I guess he in theory could and just sit out, but that doesn't make any sense. But next year, like, as far as like people looking towards the future, like, if you're not going to play that much this year, next year, the Lawrence Johnson and Messiah Nasili Kite, each of them have 1 year left of eligibility. Like, they're done after this year. Marcus Harris is going to the draft. And so, like, I don't know.
Maybe you sales pitch patience and make sure Onto Victory takes care of everything else.
I think so. I think so. And I think Hugh Freeze is going to create a program where people want to stay. And I mean, every player that you talk to that wants to play for Hugh Freeze or has played for Hugh Freeze, they talk about culture, culture, culture. And look, he didn't do this at Ole Miss during the portal era, but I think there's going to be a lot of people that enjoy playing at Auburn. I think they're going to stay here.
Interesting statistic here. I want to get your thoughts on Zach. Ooh. Auburn was 105th nationally in yards allowed per rush attempt at 4.64 last season. Obviously, that number needs to come up. What have you kind of seen outside of Auburn just bringing in bodies that would give you the indication that that number goes up outside of the fact, well, it's just kind of hit rock bottom?
I don't know. I mean, the roster's just gotten so much better in the last 2 months.
See, that's
I think that's going to help with a lot of things.
That's my thing is, like, I'm very excited about the talent acquisition, and I'm very excited that people are actually starting to get hyped up about the fact that, okay, Freeze is bringing in all these different guys, but I'm not sitting here questioning Freeze. I'm not sitting here saying I'm skeptical. I just want to see it actually implemented, because the last time we saw this team out there, they were getting gouged on the defensive front, and that offensive line was really, really shaky. And so I'm very excited about all these different ideas and prospects that the Tigers have, but I want to see it actually implemented before I get too hyped up over these guys. Because last year we headed into it thinking that, you know, Auburn would be really good on the defensive line. We thought that Auburn was going to be able to kind of, you know, patch some holes in different areas, and we were proven wrong. And I'm not saying that Hugh Freeze is going to pull on Brian Harsin, but I'm just sitting here kind of, you know, maybe patiently waiting to see what these transfer portal additions actually do for the Tigers. And I do expect them to produce.
And I think a lot of those stats that are blaming the defensive line, like the linebackers are a relevant piece of that statistic. And
sure.
Auburn's linebackers, I think all of them underachieved. Owen underachieved. Cam Riley, I think we thought he would be a little bit better, but his expectation and production is probably the closest. Eugene Asante, like, he wasn't even a factor. And Wesley Steiner, I mean, the poor guy, like, just never really looked comfortable out there. And I don't know if, like, we're in a situation where that, like, suddenly looks better. Lance, I don't know. I mean, can DeMario Tolan help that much? Maybe. Can Cam Riley take that next step? Yeah, I think he can. So that's going to be a big part of it. I don't know if it necessarily happens, but you've heard different things about, you know, the former linebackers coach, Christian Robinson, who's now at Baylor. We'll see what this new defense does for these linebackers. That's going to be a big part of just that front seven success. I know there's a lot of focus today on the defensive line, but the linebackers are super relevant part of all of this.
And just kind of zooming out here, I guess, with some of my final thoughts here on the show, sure, is you look at this overall transfer portal class. I mean, I'm not knocking what Auburn has brought in so far. I mean, Justin Rogers, like I mentioned at the top of the show, is the best recruit from a star ranking standpoint that the Tigers have brought in through the portal. And so I'm very thrilled at the fact that we're bringing in all this talent. And on top of that, the Tigers have moved up to fourth in the transfer portal rankings nationally, according to 24/7 Sports. So Hugh Freeze is going out and doing what he needs to do to elevate this program and get it back to where it was. And it's very good to see different players like Rogers, who were continuing to develop and continuing to grow at their respective school, decide that they want to enter the portal and come to a place like Auburn.
Yeah, and every single addition through the portal, you can kind of look and see, okay, this is how they can help in 2023. I mean, Hugh Freeze, we saw what he did on the recruiting front that propelled Auburn to, I think they're like currently the 16th class in the country, which seems great. I think it's only going to get better, which is exciting. But he wants to win in 2023. And you do that in today's game via the transfer portal. And so he went out and got 10 or 11 guys. I think 8 or 9 of them will start, Lance. And all of a sudden, you know, it's in positions of need. Multiple offensive linemen, multiple defensive linemen. You got a receiver that offers something that you didn't currently have on the roster. You get another linebacker. There's a lot to like. There's a lot to like about what's happened to Auburn in the last 2 months.
It's not just willy-nilly going out and getting whoever you can get. It seems like they are actually – this staff has a plan, and they're actually going out and executing that. And so I'm very eager to see – what Auburn does as things kind of wind down here, where they finish nationally with this transfer portal class. I still expect them to continue to hit the portal hard. Yeah. A couple different guys may be coming here soon as well. Really, really excited with what Hugh Freeze has done so far on the recruiting trail for the Auburn Tigers. Zach, I think that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auburn Daily Show.
All right. Yeah, be sure we got tons of stories up all the time. AuburnDaily.com.
Absolutely. You can follow the show on Twitter at the Auburn Daily. You can follow us on Twitter at Z Blackerby and at @LanceDahl_. Be sure to check out tomorrow's episode of the Auburn Daily Show. You've got Lindsey Crosby and Harrison Tarr talking there with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you check that out here on the YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. And if you're listening on podcast, be sure to throw us a follow and a review. See y'all tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day.